We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Where are you, Rita? She stepped out. I don't blame her.
They should go after these weapons of war.
Democrats like to say that no one needs an AR-15 for self-defense.
Because I fought for you, they came after me.
Those are all exclusively between Representative Dean Plocker and myself.
There seems to be a discrepancy. You knew why he was leaving as opposed to what your office shared with us.
I don't know anything about this video.
Larry the Downing Street cat at the moment would be a better prime minister.
Yeah, well, you know what? Guess what's about to happen if it hasn't happened yet? Boris Johnson is about to resign as prime minister in Britain, if you're just waking up. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. That would be your breaking news for the morning. And Carl, to our knowledge, that has not happened yet, correct?
It has not happened, but 55 other British people in his staff have left.
Yeah, his government is basically vanished.
They basically
evaporated.
Yeah, so basically he was left with no choice. After sweeping into office, like with an 80 person majority, I believe, when he first became prime minister, and he claims they're all after him because he's succeeding. So I don't know how this is going to go down this morning. We'll continue to follow it. Mark Cox here along with Carl Middleman, Sean Michael Lyle in this morning, helping us out with the news. And we're going to keep it covered for you. Sue's got your traffic as well, and we'll get to all of that for you. A little bit of rain, I think. Maybe a bit cooler day today. That's a good thing.
When I came in, it was only 80.
Yeah, it's 77 now. It's practically sweater weather.
I think the high is going to be in the high 80s today, which is, you know, that 12 degrees is going to make a difference.
Kimberly says, nice shirt, Mark.
Oh, thank you very much, Kimberly. I appreciate that. This is one of my favorites. I found it in the closet and didn't know what had happened to it. I think my son might have stolen it because it's been missing in action for a while, but I appreciate that. That's one of my favorites that I haven't seen in a while. We got a lot coming up for you today. We're going to talk about Scam Page and this news conference, very unusual news conference that happened yesterday at the county executive's office.
It was actually a usual news conference followed by question and answers, and that's where it got a little weird.
Well, you know, Page gets some hard questions. We watched it live.
Yeah.
And you know, kudos to Joe Holloman, entertainment reporter for the Post-Dispatch, who got assigned to cover this, for actually asking some hard questions of the county executive. I'm sure the editorial board of the Post was not happy about that, since they always endorse the Democratic incumbent for St. Louis County Executive. But then what happened next was Mark Harder and Tim Fitch decided they would step to the podium after the scheduled news conference by the county executive, and the county government officials for the administration cut the feed.
Yes, they did.
When Harder and Fitch tried to step up to the mic. So they're two duly elected council members, but they weren't allowed to have a minute at the microphone to talk. Fortunately, Channel 2 and Channel 5 and some of the others were still there when that went down. So we got to hear what Tim Fitch and Mark Harder had to say, which is like, wait a minute. We know that he knew what was on the video. he wasn't honest with reporters the day it happened because he knew immediately what had happened about 20 feet away from his desk on the other side of the wall, but he denied that he knew anything about it. Why would he cover that up?
Well, but that's how he rolls. He had the resignation letter where Harris said he was quitting. Somebody had died, family reasons.
Yeah.
And he realized that all he had to do was release that resignation letter as is and say, "See, transparency."
Yeah.
And that's how he rolls.
But we knew better.
Yeah. Kudos to Joe Holloman, who I've known for many years. Joe usually covers the entertainment beat over there.
And he
but
did this time too.
He did that. You could put it that way. He strapped the hard hitting journalist title on again briefly
and wouldn't let up.
Yeah, he wouldn't let up. He just kept hammering him on it. It reminded me of Peter Ducey and Corinne Jean Pierre at the White House briefly yesterday. Go to cut number 12 here, please, Carl.
You, in essence, though, knew there was something not included in his statement, that what he told you was the reason he was quitting was because there was a video. The statement that came out said he was quitting because of a family illness. There seems to be a discrepancy there as to right. the reason you knew why right. he was leaving as to opposed to what your office shared with us.
So I believe your question is about why I am not more involved in exposing what's happening with the investigation. My answer is I'm not going to interfere with the investigation.
Oh, that would
the
be
investigation
interfering.
Is going to move forward. And I was asked for his resignation letter, and the investigation would proceed. And as it proceeds, we'll know more about what happened.
Have you been interviewed by Missouri Highway Patrol and other law?
So the question is about whether or not I've been interviewed by law enforcement or the Highway Patrol. No, I haven't.
Well, why does he need to repeat the question? Everybody can hear the question.
I think he believes that they can't.
Well,
they're not on mic.
I did boost it a little.
The audio has been traditionally horrible.
Yeah. Always.
So instead of worrying about things that don't matter, maybe the county could do something to hire somebody who can actually handle the technical aspect of their news conference.
But he also, if you'll notice, when he repeats the questions, he slightly rephrases them,
changes the answer.
Yeah, so that they'll fit the answer better.
I think what you're asking me is,
I want you to be asking.
That's not it at all. Yeah. We'll get to more of what Fitch and Harder had to say. As well yesterday, because it was a pretty interesting back and forth. The allegation here, the spin on this by the Page's administration was simply, we didn't want to get ahead of the investigation, so we didn't want to talk about that. Let me read between the lines. It was embarrassing for our administration, and we didn't wanted to cover it up. That's what he was trying to do. And then number two, we're going to try to blame the people who turned this over to the police, which would have been Shamed Dogan, who sent it to his representative on county council, who then consulted with the other council member, Tim Fitch, the former police chief and serving member of the police for 30 years, who just said, we immediately need to turn this over to an investigative authority because a crime may have been committed here.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how that went down.
Well, despite
they weren't passing it around like popcorn.
Despite all the specifics, I talked to Mark Harder about this after he said he couldn't say anything the next day. I talked to him again. And his basic point, Mark Harder's basic point is, this is the caliber of people you get with Dr. Page. That was his point. This is the caliber of people that you get.
The man who spent a whole lot of his term as a county councilman critical of Steve Stenger, who I think is out of jail now, right? Is he out of the halfway house?
Mm-hmm.
He's back as a, we believe, a functioning member of society, but did spend some time in the Hooskow. So take that for what it's worth. All right, we're going to talk about this story today. We got Mark Krikorian, Center for Immigration Studies, coming up on why the border crisis, as bad as it is about to get a hell of a lot worse. We're going to talk about that in the next hour. There is another, there's a challenger to Ann Wagner in the 2nd Congressional District. Tony Salvatore is going to join us here in the studio in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. And I mentioned this story about two or three weeks before I left on vacation. So about a month ago, I read a post from a teacher who's resigning because she was sickened by how administrators had dumbed down education in her classroom. And at the time, she was hesitant to speak out. This is not a teacher who is who identifies as a conservative, but she is sick of what she's seen in the education system. And she's going to join me this morning. She had a change of heart and decided she felt this was important enough that she needed to speak out. And we're going to get her on here about 7:35 this morning. And we've also got U.S. Congressman Jason Smith at about 8:20. So a big show for you today coming up right here on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I guess I got a fact wrong, because folks can be pretty quick to point that out to me, and I'm happy about that if I've said something wrong. I said that Boris Johnson is out as prime minister. Sometimes, though, you can get into the weeds on these things. So Boris Johnson's being forced to resign as the conservative leader, but the way their form of government works over there, he's probably going to stay on as prime minister for a few months until they pick a new prime minister. Does that make sense?
Yeah, new government is formed. He will continue to lead the government until whoever takes over next forms a new government and selects a prime minister.
What I said is that he's resigning, and he is, but it's not like he's going to be packing his crap and leaving 10 Downing Street this afternoon. I don't know really what difference that makes, but he's out.
He'll have no power anyway.
Boris is out as leader of the conservative party over there, as they call it, jokingly, the Tories. And then eventually they'll form a new government and pick a new prime minister, whoever that is.
So it's like a 2-month notice?
Something like that. Yeah, if that matters to you, that's what's happening.
It's like everything falls out from under you. It's almost like your business goes out of business and they haven't told the president of the business that he doesn't have a job anymore, so he keeps showing up for work.
He'll still go to work for the next a little bit anyway, for what that means. We can look at that tussled hair for a little while longer.
Oh, good.
Yep, there you have it. Hey, this is how Fox 2 covered this Sam Page story yesterday. I thought Chris Hayes did a good job with it. Listen here.
The county's official video feed went to black after Page answered a few questions about the sex tape. Fox 2's cameras kept rolling.
Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that the county executive didn't say, well, what videotape? What's on the videotape? Where did this happen?
They were responding to Page's answers minutes earlier about the sex video we now know led to his former chief of staff's resignation. Cal Harris had issued a resignation letter through the office last week, citing family reasons. Page said today he always knew the real reason.
The Highway Patrol came to the ninth floor to see Calvin Harris. And as soon as they left, I asked Cal what was up. He told me there was a video and he would be resigning.
Page defended his office's response last week, saying Harris's resignation was what Harris wanted said.
That is his statement. That's not my statement.
Harder also addressed counter-allegations against him. He acknowledged he got the video from Republican Representative Shamed Dogan, who will run for the county executive office this fall.
It hasn't been popped or passed around like popcorn. This was handled with the utmost care, and that's why we turned it over to the police. There could be a crime here, and we don't want to do anything to stand in the way.
So there was Harder responding there, and Fitch said, yeah, he consulted with me, and I'm like, Mark, we got to turn this over. There could be a crime here. And Sam Page, think about this. This was almost a week later when they got this tape, after Page knew about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
After the highway patrol. So they got the tape. They called it into the police. The police went over there to interview Harris about it. So this tape had been floating around for a week because it didn't magically jump out of nothing is from my phone is going to come to your phone,
right,
Sean, or Carl's phone or Sue's phone unless I send it to them or airdrop it to them or something dumb like that. This intentionally got out of his phone. So it had been floating around for a week. Sam Page said, nothing to see here. I didn't want to get ahead of the investigation.
Well, remember, the same thing happened with the Tony Weaver indictment. They showed up. Orwick said, the county counselor, she said, there's indictments. And he says, oh, okay, well, that's not good. And then didn't ask, really? Really? What's going on?
What did he do?
I won't interfere with the investigation. He and Fitch went at it at the last council meeting about that. It's like, you mean you didn't ask what was happening?
Maybe he's learned that it's kind of dangerous to say anything in the county executive offices because somebody might be wearing a wire.
Yeah.
You just never know.
A permanent wire in the
office. True, true. Hey, coming up, we'll talk to our friend Charles Payne from Fox Business Network about the economy and gas prices.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Of aggression and destabilized so much of the world economy when they did.
Half of that increase started prior to the first Russian soldiers arriving near Ukraine. You can't blame it all on the Ukraine, right?
What about the other half? What about the other half? Important half.
What kind of a country do we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
Charles Payne, great to get you back on the radio, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you. It's been hectic.
Yeah, I'll bet it has. So what would your question have been to Pete Buttigieg? Have you gotten him on Making Money yet?
You know, I can't. Certain people won't come on with me.
No, I don't get that. I just don't understand it.
I'm trying to get him. I'm trying to get Gary Gensler. There's a long list of folks I love to talk to and really have a real sincere conversation with them. But I am on. I'm not good at. Listen, Neil is a master. He can deal with these folks who blow the smoke, and it's tough. It really is tough. And, particularly when they all come on with an agenda. I get that much. But, golly, these are important times. We're looking for answers, not excuses.
Maybe you need to get Vladimir Putin on because apparently this is all his fault.
Yeah. I got to tell you something. First, when the war started, right, and they started doing all these sanctions and, all of this stuff, and the media was like, hey, Vladimir Putin miscalculated. And how many times did Biden say Vladimir Putin miscalculated? Biden never came out and said, hey, by the way, the cost of living is going to go through the roof. Your quality of life, which has already been in free fall, is going to fall even faster. They thought they had Vladimir Putin by the tail, right? They looked like, oh, man, this is amazing. We've cut him out of the financial system. We're not going to buy his oil. Well, China's buying it. India's buying it. The ruble is the hottest currency in the world. And Vladimir Putin's sitting on more money now than ever before. So someone miscalculated. Maybe it wasn't him.
Maybe not. But I think you've forgotten how this went. Hang on.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Marsha.
I couldn't help but to think of that when he said it, right?
Man, everybody did. One of my favorite episodes of the Brady Bunch. You kidding?
Of course. Of course. So here's my question. I heard all the headlines this morning. Oil has dropped below $100 a barrel for the first time in I forget how many months, they said. It always takes a lot longer to come down at the pump than it did to go up. But what about this finger pointing by the White House that this is somehow profiteering by the oil and gas companies?
It's so painful. It really is. It's you talk about an era of bullying. Now, imagine, you know, you're a Ma Pa's gas station owner. You've got this gas station, and it's been tough. Over the last few years, there's a couple times. Yeah, you know, oil is one of the most volatile assets out there. One of the, you know, it's done the. Right before the great financial crash, it was $140 a barrel. A year later, it was $38 a barrel. You know, we saw it go negative a couple of years ago. So, these are people who are barely making it. I've got a guy near me named Sanjay. He's on his own station for years, and he's been trying to get out. You know, it's just too much. He can't do any real kind of planning for himself, his family. It might be a good year one year, might be a bad year the next. They need people to come in. You know, put some gas in the car, but they need them to come inside the store. Otherwise, they don't make money.
Yeah,
that's where they're making the cash. And, you know, they're making on cigarettes, sodas. Listen, the same administration is going to take all the nicotine out of cigarettes. I'm not a smoker, but golly. So, and then they'll probably end up having a sugar tax. Who knows? So, I guess when we go to our charge up our EVs, they'll have sunflower seeds and some kind of spring water for us. But, you know, this is ridiculous, man. It really is. It's heartbreaking that the president would listen, but it does prove one thing. He does not like capitalism. And it was so amazing that the Chinese state media tweeted off of his tweet. And it's like, look, there's a president of the United States dissing capitalism.
No, it's true. And you can't deny the reality of that when you look at what's happened to the economy. So what are you telling your investors, your listeners there on Making Money regarding this market right now? I think what was the market? Was it down another 600 points yesterday?
You know, it was at the beginning, the Dow was, and then it came back. The Nasdaq surged, and the S&P eked a small gain. You know, first I always remind everyone this is a $23 trillion economy, and that's just the U.S. economy. I'm not a big market, you know, overall buy the whole market and just, you know, set it in, you know, like the old Ron Papelli, set it and forget it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit more active. I'm always trying to find the best opportunities out there. And the good thing about markets like this is when they sell off, they sell everything off. I mean, they sell some really amazing stuff off. And so, you know, like today, I'm prepping for today's show. One thing I'm going to talk about is the crash, right? Remember the tech bubble crash?
Yes.
So, you know, it's interesting because markets come back before recessions are over. They go down because they know recession's coming. They rebound because they know it's ending. And in that period is when you make a lot of money. But if you go back to the tech bubble, even before the market bottomed, the Nasdaq bottomed, you could have bought, for instance, Amazon. And by the time the Nasdaq bottomed, you'd have been up 100%. And then, of course, since then, you've been up 36,000%. So I'm actually looking for some opportunities here. I'm not forcing the issue. But I'm certainly I got to be quite honest with you. I'm getting pretty excited because I think the Fed's going to have to go back and not be as aggressive as they want to be. I don't know where this takes us ultimately long term. I mean, we're living an experiment right now in money. I mean, common sense would say it's going to explode in our face at some point. You just keep printing and printing and printing money. I just don't know when.
Well, here's I see you've got an event coming up on the 26th, talking about inflation in America. What's that all about? You said on your tweet it's going to be lit. I get in trouble when I say that around my 23-year-old. He rolls his eyes at me.
Well, first of all, it's going to be our in-studio audience.
Okay.
So I'm really, really excited about that. I'm really, really pumped about that. I love having a big audience and feeding off of people. And, you know, we're talking about how to cope, how to live through all of this.
because this is putting a major impact on people's retirements, people's pensions. You know, obviously, how do you deal with it? Do you suspend your dreams and your hopes? And by the same token, hey, how to get through it? And as I was just talking about, how to profit from it? You know, I'm not. We're not going to stick our heads in the sand. All right? It's not. None of this stuff is necessarily hopeless. It's unfortunate, and in this regard, it's really despicable in the sense that it was forced upon us.
Yes.
So you know, there's a certain amount of anger and frustration that's natural, and actually, you know, listen, people should be angry and frustrated, but don't get too distracted that you miss opportunities also.
That's good. Yeah, see, that we keep that drop on hand because my son said that one time.
Was it lit?
Because I tease him about that all the time. He used to say that about parties he would go to, but it suddenly when I said it, it wasn't cool anymore.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? It's like I'm going to go somewhere and find like they probably were using it back in 1808, too. Like, so,
yeah.
You know, nothing is necessarily new, so I don't mind. As long as I'm paying my son's tuition, he doesn't roll his eyes at me anymore.
You bet he doesn't. And, yeah, mine just graduated. That's why he can get away with
it. Yeah, he's free now.
Yeah, hey, we'll be watching Making Money this afternoon, Charles. Thank you, my friend.
It's great hearing from you, man. Great, Mark. Thanks. Yeah,
great to get you on. He's on weekdays 1 to 2 Central, and you can go to his website, unstoppableprosperity.com, to find out more. Yeah, that's fun.
Was it lit?
So he's got an event coming up July 26th at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. Then Inflation in America is the name of it. And my son just texted me and said, please get rid of that soundbite. Dad.
Was it lit?
So he's clearly listening right now. We'll play it over and over and over again, Brad, just because you texted me about it.
Shouldn't have said anything, Brad.
I know. All right, we're going to get to a quick break here. What say you? 314-241-9797. We're back in just a minute.
Was it lit?
So whose birthday is it today, Carl?
One of the living Beatles.
Ringo.
Ringo Starr.
Richard Starkey.
Is 82 years old today.
I don't think he ever changed his name legally. I think he's still Richard Starkey.
And still married to Barbara Bach.
Yeah. How cool is that?
Hmm. I just always think of him. I picture a train when I see him.
Oh, because yeah. Of Shining Time Station.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Thomas the Tank Engine. It was him and George Carlin and then Alec Baldwin.
That's right. Oh, God. Sorry. I had to bring that
up. So that's why we think of Ringo Starr.
Yeah. Yeah. So as usual, I got the reaction I expected yesterday when I brought up the Spicoli situation. Hold on here.
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
So I played back an interview that Laura Ingraham did on her radio or TV show earlier this week, right? Where Laura had a doctor on, and she's kind of been kicking this horse for a while, talking about the connection between some of this high potency marijuana that's being sold now, being cultivated and sold in America, legally, don't get me wrong. And her point is that it's so widely used daily by young people that we need to study the impact this might be having on psychotic behavior. And I knew when I played the soundbite from Laura that I'd get the reaction that I got, and that's fine. I'm a big boy. I can take it. I'm not saying that I know that to be true. I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on the radio. But I did think it was interesting that the several medical doctors have brought this up because I was watching Hannity the other night, and he had somebody, or Kilmeade had somebody on, talking about the exact same thing yesterday. It was a different doctor. This is what they said. Hang on. Here we go.
It's not a partisan issue. It's a public health and safety issues, and our
our public, our general public, even the medical community that I speak to on a regular basis, really doesn't have any idea about what the impacts of these products are having, not only on our communities, but particularly on our youth, who are much more vulnerable and at risk for developing addiction issues with cannabis or psychosis. We don't know the toxicology on the Uvalde shooter or this most recent shooter in Illinois, but sometimes they may be negative because psychosis is sometimes a bridge you cannot uncross. And even though the toxicology may be negative at that point in time, sometimes the psychosis persists for weeks or doesn't even come back to baseline. That's kind of the big concern that we have as a medical community.
Yeah. So among other things, I got a text yesterday from someone I know. It's a very conservative person who said, super concentrated cannabis is going to make someone go off the deep end and kill people. More BS propaganda. No one's ever gotten so high that they killed their neighbor over a parking space, but people have gotten so drunk they've done it. So the point always tends to be to compare the effects when you're high of marijuana to alcohol when you're drunk. I don't think that's what they're saying here. I think the argument is we need this at least is worth looking at because the guy in Uvalde and now Highland Park was a daily heavy user of marijuana. And I think their point is we've never studied this. We need to find out whether or not this could be playing a role. So that's all I'm saying right there. Coming up next hour, we'll talk to Mark Krikorian about why the border situation is getting worse.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.